From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. After Tuesday's election results were in, Boise's Mayor Lauren McClain sent out a statement about the privilege we have in Idaho to vote in a safe, free, and secure election. She said it was a tough election, but Boiseans should move forward with the knowledge that we have each other. The mayor sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about her statement and how she's feeling after Tuesday. So let's take a listen.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask about you. I mean, you actually had opportunity to campaign in this election season, and that took you to locations outside of Idaho as well. And so I'm curious about the conversations that you had. I'm guessing that's truly the point of door knocking.
Sure. You know, George, I door knocked here in the Boise area, and I door knocked other places. And what I find every time I'm knocking on doors, whether it be for my campaign or for somebody else's, is that folks are wanting the basics, especially now, looking for leaders that help with the solutions for housing affordability in particular here, but I heard at other places. The need to have childcare, accessible, affordable childcare, so that they can build the lives that each and every one of us wants to build with the jobs of the future that all of us are seeking in our communities. It's really the basics. But I also heard time and time again that folks want leaders that work together for solutions so that we can all build the lives we dream of.
You made a point of issuing a statement on Wednesday, certainly after we had the results from this week's election. I think it's fair to say that it's a statement of unity, but I'm curious about what inspired you to do this.
It is, George. And I had so many employees asking and members of the public asking, what next? This was before the election. And my answer is always the same. We fight like heck for the values we hold dear. And then we wake up the next morning, the sun in Boise always rises beautifully, and we get back to work. And it was important to me to make that clear, that the values that I hold of putting people first, fighting for our families, seeking partnership, and not letting partnership be derailed by politics or singular disagreements, is my job as mayor, to be a mayor for everyone. And the success in Boise hinges on all of us with disagreements from time to time coming together and working for the future of the city, which is working to put people first. And I wanted to remind each and every one of us of that, because so many folks have had so many worries going into the election.
I'd like to talk a little bit about some of that success. Boise has had a pretty effective working relationship with the Biden White House. I'm thinking about the Micron expansion in particular. Do you look at such a dramatic change at the White House? Is it starting all over again to foster that relationship?
You know, George, I want to back up first and be clear that Boise's values haven't changed. Our vision of being a safe and welcoming city for everyone, with jobs of the future and opportunities for our residents, protected public spaces and open spaces, and public lands, doesn't change. The people's commitments to these things haven't changed. It's going to get harder because we have been blessed with a great partner in the White House, $3.2 million just this week in a grant to address teen homelessness, $3.5 million for a grant to extend EV infrastructure, and of many, many millions at our airport. And as you mentioned, the $6 billion in the CHIPS investment into Micron. Now, all that being said, I didn't know anybody in the White House when President Biden came to be president. So what I did was I set about to build relationships, to advocate for this city, to tell the story of who we are and what we aspire to be, built those relationships and found opportunities. I'm ready to do it again. You just start beating the pavement and you have conversations.
One sentence in your statement really jumped out for me, and that is elections really do bring everyone together in common purpose. There were probably moments on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning when people didn't think about coming together. But indeed, we all did have an opportunity to have our say, and there's always another election too.
George, that's so true. And I got to say that for me in particular, the gift that this country gives each of us in the right to exercise our voice through a vote to disagree vehemently all around the common notion that we love this country is a gift that keeps giving. And this was a tough election. We will have many more tough elections. The values of this community, my own values, won't change. My excitement and gratitude for the opportunity to engage in elections remains. And this was yet another reminder of what that is. And it's hard. It is hard. And I know so many people woke up Wednesday morning just feeling tired and wondering what's next. But we've got an election in 2 years. And importantly, before those 2 years, we have a lot of work to do together in Boise to be the safe and welcoming city that we all know that we are.
And that was Boise Mayor Lauren McLean speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about Tuesday's election results. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.